He said, oh, that's my Schnapper Dapper. Schnapper Daniel, that's Mr. Beans. You know why we called him Mr. Beans? No, I don't. Because he likes beans. When we got him as a puppy, the first thing he did was eat a plate of beans. That's why he's called Mr. Beans. Does Mr. Beans want a tickle? He used that voice you use for babies. Oh, you win, you jiggle baby. And left me standing there. I said, I also like beans. But my name is not Mr. Beans. Nobody calls me Mr. Beans. My name is Mr. Shit Shoes. Because I have shit on my shoes. When you are finished giving manual relief or whatever you're doing there to Mr. Beans, Mr. Shit Shoes would like a shovel. So people lose their minds over these animals. I suppose they invest all the love they have left in them into these animals, but they can't fix their lives. It's true, isn't it? You see people that go fucking crazy over dogs and cats. Don't you talk to me! And you push me! He has to go somewhere. He has to go somewhere. You know, all the good things in you have to go somewhere. Your capacity to believe has to go somewhere. That's why people lose their minds over the royal family. Religion dies and everything. So people talking about the Queen for 4 straight days in a row. There she is! She's walking around! She's sitting down now! I don't believe this! It gets better and better! Passion has to go somewhere, and that's where English people choose to put it. It's the Queen. Could be worse. It could be worse, couldn't it? People put it in all sorts of places that aren't right. Perfectly harmless, I'm sure. But the thing is, it's hard to believe in anything anymore. It's hard, isn't it? Like you look around, look at the system around you. The world is in a permanent state of collapse. I have never seen so many successive years of bad news as I've witnessed in the last few years. The news is extraordinary. It seems it's become this permanent apocalypse. And because we have 24-hour news, it's with you all the time. You know, you can tweet it or read it on the words. I'm still catching up with the tech words, but I will do it eventually. The email tech thing machine. All of those things, it's there. And the television and the radio. All the time. And it's taking on a new tone, you know? It's like they're trying to break you. It's like, the euro stabbed itself in the face today. And everything is very bad. Apples rot your face. Don't sit down, it's bad for you. And it makes it hard to believe in the system. It's hard to believe in the political system. I'm not going to lecture you about your political position. You know what that is already. The spectrum is very simple. You're on the right or you're on the left. I mean, that's still it. They're the only real positions. You know, if you're on the left, everybody hates you anyway because you're so boring. You are. You're the parent on the school trip on the bus saying, now, let's not all fight and eat all the sweets all at once. Everybody hates that person. Because you're the voice of responsibility, social conscience. Nobody wants to hang around with you. If you're right-wing, you're vicious and brutal, but at least you're honest. Because the right-wing philosophy is not complex. People just say, what is this? Do we fuck it or eat it? Let's try half and half. What's next? Now, you might be liberal, of course. You might be liberal, I forgot. You might be one of those people, very thoughtful, troublesome people who say, well, things are a little bit like this and a little bit like that. So let's do whatever you say. If you're liberal, you're useless. You are the thing in your kitchen you never use. Something you bought when you were out at a market feeling a little bit crazy. You come home, you look at it, you put it in a drawer. Twice a year you take it out and you look to your partner and you say, what the fuck is this thing anyway? And they look at you and they say, I don't know. Nobody knows. Excuse me, I have a touch of the weather. It does nothing. It goes up to eggs, it squeezes them, it leaves them alone. I don't know why you bought it. And or you could, of course, you could be a little green person. There's more of those. Very ethical people, constantly trying to save everybody. Around, you know, the little green people who say, mind the planet and the fishes and the trees. Not to make our own clothes out of body fluid. Don't go outside, we'll hurt things.
Now, most of what these people say about the planet is actually scientifically correct. Most of it. But nobody listens to them anywhere in the world because they're intolerable. They are the vegan at the dinner table of life. People who come to your house and say, I'm hungry, feed me! And you go, okay, I will. And they say, oh no, I can't eat that, I'm vegan. And you go, fuck it, here's a torch, go into